This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. The director of MIT's Media Lab stepped down yesterday amid revelations that he quietly accepted large contributions from and organized by the late convicted sex offender and financier Jeffrey Epstein. Joy Ito had run the high-tech lab since 2011. He began a relationship with Epstein in 2013. Years after Epstein first pleaded guilty to soliciting girls for sex. WBUR's Max Larkin joins us to discuss the charges. Hey, Max.
Hi, Sharon.
You've been following this story as it's been building up since last month. Why did Joy Ito quit now?
Sharon, I think it was just one leak too many. Ito first apologized in mid-August for taking money from Epstein, both in the form of contributions to the Media Lab and also into investment funds that Ito ran. And at a lab meeting just this past Wednesday, Ito said Epstein had contributed a total of $525,000 to the lab. He said, again, I'm deeply sorry. But then again, he pledged to stay on and fix the problem. Actually, for a minute after that meeting, Sharon, the spotlight turned to Nicholas Negroponte, the lab's co-founder. He said at the meeting that knowing what he knew then, he would have encouraged Ito to take Epstein's money all over again. People, it's important to note, were furious. Negroponte was shouted down. But now it seems highly likely that Ito and others did know what Epstein had been accused of and that MIT knew it too.
And what have we learned since Wednesday?
Yeah, Sharon, late Friday night, Ronan Farrow of The New Yorker published a story including emails from a former Media Lab staffer turned whistleblower. Those emails showed that MIT had disqualified Epstein as a donor based on, presumably, the first news of the crimes he pleaded guilty to in 2008. That was the solicitation of girls for sex. So according to emails in that report, Ito and others at the lab tried to make sure that, quote, Jeffrey money came in as anonymous. So the New Yorker story says they also quietly facilitated a visit for Epstein on which he was accompanied by two young women. And they also relied on Epstein as a conduit for other people's donations, including $5.5 million from the private equity titan Leon Black and $2 million from Bill Gates. So it's a lot more money than we'd realized, and lab officials allegedly masked Epstein's involvement there, too.
And now that Ito is out, what happens?
Well, first of all, this is a painful awakening for more than 200 people who publicly supported Ito, who were apparently only given part of the story. In a letter published yesterday, MIT President Raphael Reif said he will retain a private external law firm to conduct a thorough investigation of all that went on here. Activists are encouraged by that. And then Ito and his supporters will be watching to see whether there were other structures that failed in this process. And obviously, the Media Lab itself will have to find a new director, which is no easy task, given the collapse of trust here and the lab's unusual interdisciplinary mandate.
Max, what do you think we've learned here?
Well, clearly, Sharon, Ito, who styled himself as a tech ethicist, was capable of breaking his own rules. Ito sat on some high-profile boards, including the New York Times, the Knight Foundation, the MacArthur Foundation. He'd stepped down from those three roles as of last night. And the question now, I think, is whether moving in big and influential circles allow people like Ito to win prominent defenders and maybe protect them from scrutiny. And then, Sharon, I think there's this big question remaining as to when it is just wrong to take someone's money, even if you're using that money to develop, say, new medicines or life-saving technologies. The journalist Anand Giridharadas has written about this in a new book that he's got out called Winners Take All. This week, Giridharadas resigned from an award committee at the Media Lab over the Epstein ties, and he says it's proof of a deeper rot, that too much power and wealth can direct study and sort of shift or divert institutional ethics.
A society that is so accommodating to plutocrats ends up being reorganized around their whims, what they're willing to fund, and we need nothing short of a cultural reformation so that this stops happening.
So, Sharon, in other words, it's not just Epstein. You've got big money coming from other places into MIT and Harvard, the Saudi government with its histories of human rights violations. You've got big corporations who might be kind of laundering their reputations. So in that way, I think Epstein becomes a window into the sometimes unseemly business of raising money for already rich institutions and what the donors themselves get out of the bargain.
Max, thank you.
Thanks, Sharon.
WBUR's Max Larkin.